Hey everybody, this is Mike from Life Moves Pretty Fast. We'd love to hear from you out there. If you're on Facebook, check us out at Life Moves Pretty Fast. If you're on Instagram, Twitter, or Periscope, look up at LMPF Podcast. Or you can email us at lmpfpodcast@gmail.com. If you can't find us now, well, it's on you. Enjoy the show.
I said it before and I'll say it again. Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while. You could miss it.
Off to a good start.
use your words. This is radio. And I put quotations on radio.
Radio. Yeah. Barely a podcast. You know microphones.
I do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds good. She sound good to you?
Sounds great to me.
I'm in.
Sweet. Absolutely. All right, everyone. Welcome to Life Moves Pretty Fast. I am BJ McGevely.
Mike Bissett.
And we have ourselves a very special guest today. Very, very special.
Mm-hmm.
Good friend of ours, soon to be a good friend of all of yours.
Yes.
The lovely, talented, beautiful Marina and Sarah. Yeah. Mikey, let's clap her in.
Bring her in.
Thanks, guys.
Really clap her in.
Yep.
Wow, talking it up. Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks for coming in.
Thanks. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah.
How you guys doing?
I'm doing well.
Fantastic.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good.
It's been a couple weeks.
It has been a couple weeks.
Yeah.
What's
up with, before we get into our lovely guest,
mm-hmm.
we had some unresolved issues last week.
We did. That got resolved hours ago.
So let's hear it. You had if you didn't listen to the last podcast, which I don't know if you did or not, BJ was involved with a dispute with Sprint,
mm-hmm.
About some, extra, items that they gave you.
Absolutely.
A tablet and a Bluetooth speaker, I believe,
mm-hmm.
and they charged you for it. We had a giant customer service issue, and that was resolved hours ago.
Over 10 hours on the phone.
Yeah,
I feel like they've done this before. I've heard this from other people.
Oh, yeah.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Or our last guest, Travis, just went through and basically broke down the entire structure of how companies like that will just screw you over and how they make it so difficult for you to actually get anything resolved that you finally just give up.
Yeah.
Basically.
No, that makes sense.
But knowing that from him, I did not give up, and I persevered.
Good.
And ladies and gentlemen in podcast land,
drum roll please.
I won!
Nice.
Yes,
good.
I got got a call today from the Sprint rep. They put my case under review, and I was getting calls from the store managers and corporate people and all kinds of stuff. So I finally talked to someone today, and they said basically through all of this crap that all of my money will be refunded and credited to my account.
Amazing.
Like I said, it's not a lot of money. But it's the principle.
It's right.
Of them screwing me over. So
they
now
can't do that.
Hey, that's
and
awesome.
At the end of the day, I don't have a phone bill next month. So that's pretty fun.
Yeah.
So I consider myself a big winner on that.
Yeah. I congratulate you.
Thank you.
Not only a
hard fought battle.
Not only on the battle, but the editing of last week's podcast sounded tedious.
Yes. It was about
Ooh, did it get heated?
Well, no, just the hold music alone would drive you insane.
Yeah,
I mean, how many hours? You spent 10 hours on the phone and you condensed that all into an hour?
I had to listen to all of the 10 hours. Then I had to cut all of that up. I mean, obviously all the hold stuff, I can kind of fast forward through it. Except for my glorious song that I sang. But yeah, I had to go through and listen to all of that crap again. Cut all of the calls. I had to, you know, every time you call someone, you have to give them all your information and your name
your
passcode and all that shit.
Yep.
So I had to cut through all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so it finally went out and I finally got resolution.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I'm very proud of it. So let that be a lesson to you all out there.
Persevere.
If you're getting screwed over, Time Warner Cable, Sprint, AT&T, DirecTV, any of them.
Yep.
I'm sure all good companies in their own right. But you can, yeah.
For any potential sponsors out there, you are all great.
That would be great if they just heard the podcast and we're like, you're getting sued by Time Warner Cable, AT&T, Sprint.
They won't sue us. We can't afford to pay them. So
yeah,
fine.
Right.
Yeah.
You can take our mixer. That's all we're worth here on Life Moves Pretty Fast. Are you laughing or crying?
There's a little bit of tear in there.
That's all I got.
So yeah,
well,
so
that's great news.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm very excited about that. Now, before we get started with our guest, Marina, we do want to remind everybody to go and listen to other podcasts on our podcast network, which is A Modern Profession. You could find them on, find all of us, actually, at amodernprofession.com. Really good one to listen to is This Week in Zoltan. Very funny San Diego comedian, Zoltan, does a weekly podcast by himself, just kind of gets on the mic, rants and raves about what happens to him on the road, what he likes, what he doesn't like about life, what's going on in his world. So listen to This Week in Zoltan on A Modern Profession. You can download his podcast on, I believe, iTunes, definitely, Stitcher, and Podomatic. So check that out.
And there's more than just podcasts on the Modern Profession website as well. There's, I mean, there, we do events all over the town, mm-hmm. all over San Diego. And so definitely check that out. The Facebook page of Modern Profession has all of the updates that if you guys want to get involved in some great events happening around. So definitely check that out.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so let's get into it.
Yeah.
Now, here's a question. I had a bit of a scuffle, a bit of a battle in my own head on okay. how I was going to introduce you.
Oh.
Now, here's the deal. And I didn't want to say this as like a super, like, and I'm sure you're very proud of it, as you should be, but I didn't want to say, ladies and gentlemen, welcome 2014's Miss California, Marina and Sarah.
Yeah, she's more than that.
More than that.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But so,
but that has to be a label that you get a lot.
Absolutely.
That, yeah.
I mean, and it will be a label that I have for the rest of my life. Absolutely. Because you spend 1 year as Miss California, but I will continue to go through life always having been a former Miss California. And so thank you. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. I'm not just introduced as Miss California anymore. Because you're right. I would like to be Marina. I was Marina before I was Miss California, and I will always be Marina. And there is a lot more to me. There's SeaWorld Marina. There's Pod Squad Marina. I mean, there's a little bit of everything. But yeah, it's a part of my life that I'm very, very proud of. And
as you should be, like we just said, as you should be. What a major accomplishment! Now tell the listeners who don't know Miss California. How did you get involved in beauty pageants? Oh, can we call them beauty pageants still? Are they called pageants? Are they called?
We can definitely get into that.
Let's
debate.
Get into it. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm curious. I just don't know.
We don't know a lot.
Yeah,
we're gonna poke.
I'm very ignorant on this whole
topic.
That's
okay. And that's why I'm here to share that information.
Yeah, please
I know,
do.
I love it. So I was Miss California 2014, and I competed at Miss America.
Mm-hmm.
Miss America was the first pageant that began in 1921. So it's been around for almost 100 years.
Yeah.
It began as a bathing beauty contest to attract more tourists in Atlantic City on the boardwalk.
Okay.
Over the years, it's progressed into a scholarship competition to provide scholarships for young women. And today, the Miss America organization is the largest provider of scholarships for women in the nation.
Wow.
In the world, really, if you think about it. So millions of dollars is made available to young women around the country. In my time competing, I competed over 6 years. In total, I've gained over $22,000 in scholarship.
Jeez.
Mm-hmm.
Why wasn't I born a hot chick?
Right.
which I understand is extremely derogatory for me to call you a hot chick. I do look good in a dress.
We might have to put that to the test. We'll see.
Why wasn't I born?
Next week's podcast.
There is so much more to the Miss California, Miss USA pageants than just being a pretty woman.
Man, I wish I was born a hot chick. She said 22 grand.
And that's why we don't necessarily call them beauty pageants.
Right.
With Miss America, it's we try to label it as a scholarship competition.
Okay.
Because you're competing in five phases of competition, not just beauty. I mean, but you have swimsuit, evening gown, onstage question, interview, and talent.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be a young woman who's successfully driven, educationally well-minded, and, you know,
well-rounded.
Education, very well-rounded.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Which we know that you are, and we'll get to that in
Thank
a little
you.
Bit. Why, see, does that, why, I don't want to say.
I hope this isn't your onstage question because you'd be failing right now.
Yeah. Okay, that's a great question.
Yeah.
Have you been stumped by any of those questions as
Absolutely.
I seem to be stumped right now? Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah, so like I said, I competed since I was 16. I mm-hmm. got into it because I was doing theater in high school. And I did a play about a pageant. And I had a scholarship advisor that was like, hey, you should do this pageant. You can win scholarship money. And that led to the last 7 years of my life.
That's pretty awesome.
But yeah, I have been asked every single question you can think of in the world mm-hmm. about everything. What's your favorite color? Tell me about the presidential election. And the one question that really stumped me, there was a year that I competed I was probably like 19 or 20 at this time. And
I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt. I want to play a game with this, actually.
Uh-oh, let's do it.
You ask the question to Mike, and Mike has to answer what he would think. Okay. So you be the judge, and you have to ask.
Am I actually competing, or are we going for comedy?
Tell the backstory first.
So the backstory, without explaining what it is, there is a political topic that I knew as one term, and right before I walked out on stage, we were talking with other girls, and they had explained this political topic in another term.
Okay.
And this was the first time that I had put two and two together. So when I went out on stage, I was asked this question in the term that I had just learned, and I lost it. I totally freaked out. So.
Okay. All right. I'm a little nervous.
This is like
now.
One of my least, most hated questions. I still hate getting this question. Very simple, too.
Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage. 2016, Mr. San Diego, Mike Bissett. Thank Mike, you. We got a Thank question
you.
For you.
Thank you.
Mike, what is your opinion on capital punishment?
Kill them all.
BJ
just did a spit take.
On the floor.
It's very simple for me. Get rid of them. Next.
Wow, that was a wonderful question. Answer. You answered it. I don't know if
you may have points
agreed
for that?
With the panel of judges.
Oh, damn.
You may have rubbed somebody the wrong way.
Maybe.
With that.
God, what's my opinion of capital punishment? That seems
Is it his stance on it, or is it because he answered it like, screw it, kill him? Is it the way he answered it?
So, in pageant land, you're being judged by at least 6 to 7 people. So those 6 to 7 people are going to have different opinions. So
Absolutely,
you have
to
appeal to different people with different opinions. Mm-hmm. That's the hardest part about this.
Yeah.
So you have to be able to answer the question stating your own opinion, but gracefully making sure that you don't piss anybody off.
In 30 seconds?
Yes, or less. Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
Yeah,
I feel
tough.
Like the capital punishment debate would rage on a little longer than 30
it's
seconds.
It's so tough. And at that time, I still didn't... I mean, even today, I know how I feel about it, but I still can't wholly express how... I feel about capital punishment because it's such a difficult thing.
Yeah, on that stage, you mean.
You know?
On the stage,
on stage in 30 seconds, under pressure. Yeah.
Lights, cameras, people waiting for you to screw up, basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, the girl behind you is like, yes, I can do better than that.
So what was your answer? What did you say?
I'm pretty sure I word vomited on stage and was just like, blah, 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 I don't even remember what I said. But
right.
I pretty much said that, like, it depends. It's circumstantial. It depends on what it is. And I don't know enough about how people are given the death penalty to really determine, like, whether they should get it or not. I kind of agree with you. There's some guys that I think we should just take out back and get it
just
done.
Do it. Yeah.
That's not exactly a pageant answer. So
32 cents a bullet.
There you go.
Hey, the price of ammunition's going up.
Is it?
It is.
Well, we got to rethink this whole thing, then.
Thanks, Gray Davis. Is he our governor? I don't know.
I don't even know anymore. I don't think it's Gray Davis.
I think that was Jerry
Brown.
It is still Jerry Brown.
Yes.
Is it still Jerry Brown?
Jerry Brown. Right. Yeah. Gray Davis was ostracized. And
I just failed my political question too.
Yeah.
We're both out.
Yeah.
That's something you're
six or seven
to know.
People are now writing things down.
Right.
Judging your answer.
See, but here's where it gets crazy. In pageant interviews, you need to know everything about your state, your country. You need to know all the politicians. But you also need to know silly things like, what's going on with the Starbucks Red Cup controversy?
Oh, let's get into that.
What? Who cares about that?
Like, I do. Because Facebook made it popular.
It's all because of Facebook.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. Facebook therefore, I have
everything.
To care about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow. You have to pay it. So you have to pay attention to not only political stuff, but... popular stuff.
Absolutely.
And bubblegum and popcorn, that kind of stuff.
You're like a Jeopardy contestant.
It feels like it.
To where you have to know a little bit about everything.
Yeah.
And I think that's why it took me 5 years before I ultimately won Miss California, was because you kind of have to figure out how to play the game and learn how to have the interview. Because it's more than just having a great personality, but it's learning how to appeal to these people and get them to like you and get them on your side.
Wow.
And then I think for me, when I finally won Miss California, I really think it's because the stars kind of aligned.
Mm-hmm.
I actually won on my 5th try.
On your birthday.
On my 23rd birthday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah,
what a great present.
I don't know if I'll ever have a better birthday present. It was really awesome.
Yeah. Very cool.
It made up for all the years in growing up as a kid when I never had any friends on my birthday because it was a summer birthday.
Mm.
So shout out to summer birthdays out there because we don't have friends on our birthday.
Well, yeah. So, now you have the entire state.
Yeah,
as your
I
friend.
Had like the entire theater singing happy birthday for me. It was the weirdest thing.
That
was really
cool.
I'm pretty sure I blacked out too in that moment. It was just so overwhelming.
You have to watch videos of it on YouTube.
I did.
For you to
I watched.
It.
I actually watched the video as well. Did you really?
I did watch the video because we had to do some research. I watched the video. And here's where it's weird. That moment, and I'm sure you probably don't really remember it. very well because it's all a blur. Oh, you do?
I remember that moment. It was like what came next that was weird. But yeah.
I'm going to ask you what came next. Definitely. I don't know, for me at least, I would think like in that moment, like it's just so weird and it just hits and you just don't, you're just flooded with a million things on how to feel. You don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, like you said, like you have to go through the ringer and you have to appeal to every judge and you have to go through the five different categories of stuff. And I'm sure it takes days to do the whole competition, right? You don't just knock it all out in one day.
We're there for 10 days.
10 days.
10 days.
So you got 10 days of crap. I haven't done
anything for 10 days.
So you got to do the evening gown. You got to do the swimsuit, the questions, the interview, mm-hmm. the talent, all of that stuff. And then was there part of you like right when they said... Well, they don't say your name first. They say the other girl's name first.
That's the one time you want them to say the other girl's name.
Yeah.
It's really weird.
That bitch. So, right?
No, she was wonderful.
Oh, yeah, sure. You're not under contract anymore. Let's talk about her.
We won't talk about.
Okay.
So right when they say the other girl's name, I would think if it was me, I would finally just go like, finally, fuck, I can be myself. I can drop all of it and just enjoy this because it's going to be super strenuous.
Now, that being said, there was a very recent, I know it wasn't Miss America, right? The Steve Harvey thing?
Miss Universe.
Miss Universe. Mm-hmm. How horrifyingly awful, you being in the shoes of, who's it, Miss Columbia, who was announced incorrectly?
Miss Columbia was announced as the winner.
Right.
And then Steve Harvey comes back out and he's like, hold on.
Hold on. Yeah. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Just kidding. Taylor, I'm going to let you finish. That kind of thing.
Yeah, that was really awkward. And then he named Miss Philippines as the actual and rightful winner.
Yes. So you being in those shoes, how mortifying is something like that?
Well, she hates Colombians.
Well, that's true. She did talk about that on the way up here.
I have to stay with them. But no, that's always been a huge fear in pageants because it unfortunately happens pretty frequently.
Really?
Not as much as I'd like to say, but... it does happen, and it's really scary that can happen. But people are human.
Yeah, oh, sure.
I mean, at the local level, I've done it actually as an MC. I accidentally announced the wrong Miss Congeniality one year, and the girl that I announced was not liked by other girls. It was really bad. But I've also MC'd pageants at least 3 times in the past few months since Miss Universe, and every time I have to tell them, I'm like, I'm taking an extra 3 minutes to look at this to make sure that I read it correctly because God forbid I say the wrong name. And that can ruin a girl's life. I mean, you're really changing a person's life by giving them this title. And
oh, sure.
To give a girl a title and then take it away, that's terrible.
Yeah.
It's really scary.
Now, how quickly do they take it away if they say the wrong name? It's not just like, Miss something. You're like, oh, shit, my bad. All right, Miss the other one.
It depends. I've seen it happen multiple times, multiple different ways where they either announce it on stage right away,
mm-hmm.
or I've even seen it where they didn't bring it up until almost a month later.
Whoa.
Yes. And
what are they doing
for
30 days?
I know. Well, I guess they had to retabulate all the points to make sure that that's what had actually happened. And I think it was kind of sly that they actually waited a month to tell this girl, oh, actually, you're the winner,
mm-hmm.
which didn't give her enough time to prepare for nationals. So she finally was like, no, just let the other girl do it because I'm not ready.
Wow.
And yeah, kind of lame. But I hope I don't want it to give pageants a bad name because
it happens in sports. It happens in sports. Yeah. Yeah, I can think about... I think it was the 2000. I think it was the 2002 Winter Olympics or something. There was a big controversy with the skating couples, and yeah, so it happens everywhere. Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, it happens all over the place.
Yeah,
What type? You mentioned training. What type of training goes into pageants? I know you're getting
so much.
I know you're getting your body in shape, and you're working on your talent.
Yeah, so that's probably the one thing that you do daily is getting ready for physical fitness and swimsuit because mm-hmm. It's more than just preparing, you know, looking good on stage. You're creating a lifestyle to be healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, over the years, I did many things from swimming to lifting weights. I loved lifting weights. I hate cardio.
Right.
It's the worst. I would rather do so many things than do cardio.
Yeah, yeah.
Cardio sucks. But have I said that I don't like cardio?
I think that's going to be our new tagline. It's okay, life moves pretty fast. Also, cardio sucks. Yeah.
Yeah, so you're training for swimsuit, but then you're also constantly watching the news. You have all the news apps on your phone,
mm-hmm.
emails coming in every day. And for me, I also did a lot of preparation with my communication skills because that's a big part of it. So I took courses like Dale Carnegie Communications, which I will tell you, completely changed my life. I don't know if you've ever read the book, How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie.
I have not read it, but I've definitely heard of it.
I see it's up
it.
On the shelf over there,
yeah,
right?
There
yeah.
You go.
So this book was written almost 100 years ago, and it could not be more relevant today.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll have to check
a lot
that
of
out.
The references and the stories he tells is like totally outdated, but the points that he makes is wonderful. And so doing Dale Carnegie, and I even learned things like neuro-linguistic programming, and I mean, it sounds all kind of crazy, but they're things that I've learned that will help me the rest of my life.
So preparing for your pageants.
Yeah, and I did it specifically to prepare for pageants.
Is kind of shaping, obviously it's been 7 years.
Yeah.
It's kind of shaped you into the woman you are now and the beliefs and thoughts that you have now and made you as well-rounded as you are now.
Right. Well, and you're also building a resume. So I was always looking at ways that I could make my resume better. And that's actually one of the reasons why I started scuba diving. It sounds so silly, but all my friends at SeaWorld were doing it. I was like, I'm terrified.
Transition.
I don't want to scuba dive. But then finally I was like, how cool would that be to put it on my resume? So I did it. That was kind of like my one motivation to learn how to scuba dive. And I'm glad I did because now I can use it all the time.
Yeah. Now you are kind of an avid scuba diver.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I've actually worked my way up to advanced scuba diving. And I work with a group called Waves, the Waves Project.
Mm-hmm.
They're based out of Temecula. And they help rehabilitate wounded veterans through scuba diving.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, I've never heard of that. That's really cool.
Mm-hmm. So these are para and quadriplegics that are scuba diving 60 feet below the ocean. It's amazing.
Yeah. And here comes Marina. The instructor,
Marina,
the daughter of a Marine.
Yes.
So you probably have that in, like you can, hey, my dad was a Marine.
Yeah, well, that's why I got involved. And my parents were scuba divers too. So it's kind of, it was meant to be that I would become a diver.
Yeah. What do you like most about scuba diving?
Well, I won't necessarily say that I've done drugs in my life, but it's one of the closest out of body experiences
necessarily.
I think that
you can have.
Hey, that's not what I said. But I mean, gosh, I mean, even just comparing it to being intoxicated. Like, it's the coolest thing. You're exploring a whole different world. And working at SeaWorld, I've learned so many things about the ocean. And then to actually see it in person, face to face, literally, like you have a Garibaldi pecking you in the face. Like, that's the coolest thing. You know, and I think that you can turn it into a travel experience. Traveling the world's one thing, but to be able to travel land and sea, I think is pretty spectacular.
Where's the coolest place that you've been diving?
Not very many great places. I've only dove in California. They're all awesome.
Yeah.
Catalina was the nicest.
Yeah, that's pretty legit out there.
I know. It was gorgeous, and I'm dying to swim in some warm water. I really am. There's some potential things in my future. You know, I kind of might even just use this as a way to steer into that. I haven't really told people about this yet.
Okay.
So this might kind of be a first.
Yeah.
There is
a Life Poofs Pretty Fast exclusive.
Right. Breaking news.
I can't believe I'm doing this. Okay.
Breaking news.
So people have often asked me if I would ever compete in pageants ever again.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't think that I would because I can't go back to Miss America and I don't necessarily want to compete in other systems because they are different.
There's a lot of systems.
There
too,
are
right?
a lot
There's
of systems.
A lot of different.
Yep. Miss America is more scholarship based. Miss USA is more modeling based. And that's not necessarily
and
what I want to do.
And what's Miss Universe? More Trump
Miss
based?
Miss Universe and Miss USA are the same.
Oh, okay.
They're more Trump based. Yeah. They're modeling.
Got modeling. Okay.
But anyways, last year I found this pageant called Miss Scuba International. And it is a pageant that combines scuba diving with marine conservation.
Hmm.
So if I were to be Miss Scuba International, I would tour the world representing the scuba diving industry and promoting marine conservation and ecotourism.
Wow.
Yeah.
So are you announcing right here and now that that's your intention?
Well,
you want that crown?
That's what I want.
Or
that's what I want to do.
BC?
Or I want
that, you know, you want that regulator?
I want the rhinestoned BC. So I actually have put in my application and I'm keeping my fingers crossed that I will get to be Miss Scuba USA, Scuba Queen USA.
I didn't even know there was such a thing.
I know.
Now all I want to do is be Miss Scuba Queen USA.
It's right.
Just travel the world and educate people and dive in awesome places.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I want to do.
Sure.
Well, it's pretty new. It's only been around for 4 years. So this is actually an opportunity for me to kind of help this industry grow because I think it's a really cool thing.
It's scuba diving. If you guys haven't done it, is pretty incredible.
It's awesome. You're a diver. You have to be to be an animal trainer at SeaWorld.
Yeah, I'm a diver.
Yeah. So where's your favorite place that you've dove?
La Jolla Shores. No, seriously. That's
really?
That's like really the only place I've done any outside diving. I've done a lot of scuba, snorkeling. But yeah, I haven't
good. Next best thing.
I haven't really had the funds to do it anywhere else.
It's hard. It can be expensive.
It's a very expensive sport.
Mm-hmm.
And it can certainly rack up too.
Yeah.
I mean, it adds up really fast. Either you're buying your own equipment and bringing it with you, or you're renting hundreds of dollars worth of stuff, you know, when you're on vacation. So
yeah.
I haven't really done very much diving, but it's certainly something that, of course, I'd love to do.
Yeah.
Becky and I, my wife, have talked about going down and doing some shark diving.
Yes.
And being in the cages.
But they've made it so expensive because it's very expensive. A sensationalized thing now.
Mm-hmm.
And because people are so afraid of sharks and they're going to eat me. And it's like, no, they're not.
She wants to do that thing where you go, there's a program where you can drive on a boat. Well, I guess so, sail. I don't know. You go about 24 hours. Yeah,
I couldn't think of the word either. I was like, wait, I'm not going to say you're wrong because I don't know the right word to use.
I'm wrong often. but you go out, you know, 24 hours, 26 hours or something like that on a boat. And then to this spot where you do advanced diving in open water, and there's sharks and whales and all kinds of great stuff.
Holy hell.
And it's, I think she said it's about $6,000 a person.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it not cheap,
nope.
but how cool of an experience.
So worth it.
And
too.
Maybe as Miss Scuba Queen.
It would be Scuba USA, Queen USA.
Scuba Queen USA.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you could do something cool like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever dove, BJ?
No. Snorkeled? I haven't. I want to. Snorkeled, yeah. I snorkeled a bunch.
He's more of the land man with all his dogs and kangaroos right. and stuff.
Yeah. No, I love snorkeling. I go snorkeling all the time in the summer, but for some reason I just haven't pulled the trigger yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I want to.
Well, it's
I
hard.
Just
it's hard to get into. It's a big investment, too, even just to try it.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Because I figure like just doing it, you know, going and getting certified and all that stuff, and then finally, like once I do it, I'll be like, hey, I didn't know that you two dove, so I'm like, what am I going to do? Just go diving by myself? Yeah. That's not safe.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, let's go diving.
The good thing is there's a lot of people at SeaWorld who are certified, because every trainer has to have a scuba certification in order to be a trainer. Mm-hmm. So there's more people that dive there than you know, and that's one of the reasons why I got into it, because I was kind of peer pressured. Like, I was seeing everyone else doing it, and I was like, well, I want to be cool, too. Like, I want to join the club.
It's the new golf. I know you're a golfer.
I'm a golfer.
Oh. You are a golfer.
If anyone wants to go golfing, I'll go golfing any day.
Well, let's golf, and then let's dive.
St. Patty's Day, dressed up as Bobby Jones, and went and played 18.
I saw pictures.
Yeah. It was beautiful.
It's pretty impressive.
So fun.
Yeah. In your pageant, in your pageant life, and working at SeaWorld as a zoological educator.
Yes.
Did you ever get any, I mean, the three of us know SeaWorld is a hot topic for a lot of people.
Absolutely.
Did you ever get any pushback or any conflict because of your affiliation with SeaWorld?
Yeah. In fact, a lot of people, a lot of family and friends even told me that they think one of the reasons why I didn't become Miss America was because I worked at SeaWorld.
Really?
And that really broke my heart
because
that's like a man telling you, I don't love you because you do this, because you're brunette, or I don't know, something silly. But I can't even explain to you my love for SeaWorld. I've worked there for 6 years. I love it so much. I would go to work every day if they didn't pay me. Some days it already feels like that.
It kind of does feel like
that.
I was going to say, we're certainly not in it for the bank account.
Yeah,
that's true.
No, but I love my job so much. I love going to work. I love getting to educate kids about animals, and even just inspiring one kid to recycle or to pick up trash as they walk along the sidewalk. Like, that means so much to me. And so when I was Miss California and I got all of that pushback, I really had to fight it, because like that was who I am, and I wasn't going to change who I was just to try to win Miss America. That's not what it was about.
Which kind of goes against the Miss, I mean, from what it sounds like, that goes against everything that Miss America stands for.
Because
not being yourself.
Exactly. That's we teach girls to be themselves.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, for sure. But I think the hardest thing was that I got social media bullies. I got bullied by social media. So like they have those Facebook pages where they find out who is a SeaWorld supporter, and then the anti-cat people come and attack you all in one day. And I was attacked on social media while I was at Miss America. And granted, we don't have our phones most of the time, so I'm like trying to tell people, hey, can you remove some of these posts from our public Facebook page, because they're getting really nasty and like I can't deal with it right now. And so that was kind of tough, but
yikes.
You know,
not something you need to be thinking about at that time.
Not at all. But I'm glad that I stuck with it, and I was kind of known as, you know, the Miss California that left a mark about conservation. And I was able to teach other people in the Miss America organization the good things about SeaWorld and how to conserve the natural world.
Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, at least you stood your ground.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, like you said, a lot of people can be wishy-washy about saying what they feel. At least you, you know, took a stance for whether anyone thinks it's right or wrong. I mean, that in and of itself is admirable.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah, well, I love SeaWorld. I wish that, I hope that my career with SeaWorld will last as long as SeaWorld does.
Likewise.
Forever. Yeah.
We have all kind of talked about the recent announcement
mm-hmm.
from them, and you joked a little bit about your feelings about it and how people thought you may have gone rogue.
I didn't go because, rogue.
Well, and you and I see on the very similar lines in that. You know, the ending of the breeding program for the killer whales is, and obviously I'm biased too because I work with the killer whales, and
mm-hmm.
and of course these opinions are our own.
Yes.
I would just like to interrupt all of you guys and say mm-hmm. that there has been zero breeding at my show. We spay and neuter our pets.
Yes.
Yes, please spay and neuter your cats and dogs. And pigs and kangaroos. But not your whales.
Right, yeah.
Okay, well, let me ask you, because I'm not sure if all of the listeners really know exactly what went on.
Yeah.
Because the media likes to really twist things around.
Of course.
So we'll share that what SeaWorld recently announced was that they want to end the killer whale breeding program,
mm-hmm.
meaning that the 11 whales that we have...
They did.
Yeah. They ended the killer whale breeding program, meaning that the whales that we have at the 3 SeaWorld parks in America now will be the last generation of killer whales.
Not America. Everywhere. So Laurel Park whales, even those whales.
So
those
SeaWorld whales. Okay,
any
so
SeaWorld
we,
whale.
Any SeaWorld whale. Mm-hmm. So that includes the 3 SeaWorld parks here in America and Laurel Park. Yes. Are those our only affiliations?
I believe so.
So there are other killer whales and other facilities, but they don't fall under that.
Correct.
What we did. Mm-hmm. Okay. But yeah, I think this is really difficult for a lot of us because this was a decision made at the corporate level.
Right.
And so a lot of employees are really distraught and feel conflicted with agreeing with the company's decision. So we're having to separate our personal opinion while still stand by our company. And that's mm-hmm. really hard for
it's
a
tough.
Lot of us.
It's very tough. And I know that everybody has expressed their views about it.
Well, I want to hear your views because I feel like it's closest to home for you because you're the killer whale trainer. I mean, these are the animals that you work with every day. They're your family.
And before I get into it, I will say that we will continue to care for them as they are our family. I mean, mm-hmm. it doesn't matter what really anybody says to the contrary. We do take excellent care of these animals.
Absolutely.
Better than anything else I've ever seen taken care of. And we will just continue to do that day in and day out. You know, we can't really control what the corporate office does.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody can except for them.
Yeah.
And, you know, so that being said, we're just going to do our job and keep it going.
Mm-hmm.
I am very disappointed that, you know, my son's kids may not be able to see killer whales.
Yeah.
That's very disheartening.
Because our youngest whale is 1 year old.
She's 1 year old.
And so if it follows the lifespan that we understand with whales, that means that we will no longer have whales in the next 30 to 50 years.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, those, depending on which numbers you're reading at the time, certainly.
Yeah.
And it sucks.
Mm-hmm.
It's really disappointing. It's but I also know that this was a financial decision.
Yes.
There may not be a SeaWorld if we don't make some changes, mm-hmm. in which case, who's going to take care of the whales at that point? And so it's, I mean, honestly, the news is still very fresh. I'm still really digesting it. And it does just, I know this was not an easy decision for them. But, you know, we'll see if it works. It's a huge gamble. We'll see if it works.
I have a weird take on this.
Yeah.
I agree 110% that I think that it's very stupid and very ill-planned to stop the breeding program. But I feel like if you look at zoological facilities 40 years ago compared to what they are today, I mean, the whole blackfish thing started because of what we were doing, or not SeaWorld, but just every zoological facility was doing 40 years ago, which now mm-hmm. we look at and we're like, oh, that's kind of really messed up.
Yeah.
Or whatever. But we were all learning at the time. Everyone was learning at the time. So 40 years from now, like, who's to say that it's not going to change? Who's going to say that they won't lift this ban or whatever you want to call it in 10 years, 12 years, once everything dies down? And I think it will. I really have like zero question within the next 15 years
at
or so.
At some point.
At some point, it will get lifted. I think the argument has to deal with the fact that we basically, SeaWorld went to their knees and just said, like, there was a video I saw online and it really pissed me off, was like the talking about the ending, the orca breeding and all of that. And then at the very end, they said, "We heard you," which just basically said, here you go, PETA.
We heard some of you.
Yeah. No, we heard you.
Right. Well, that's
there you go, PETA. There you go.
We heard, they heard some, because there are a lot of us that were, we didn't say that. Yeah. You know, not many people that I know, some of my friends are against what I do. And I have tried.
Oh, yeah, I've deleted a lot of Facebook friends over.
I have tried for 10 years to convince them otherwise, and they're just not having it. Some of them that are on the fence, I've invited them down to the park. I've shown them what we've done. Not only when I worked with the sea lions, with the dolphins, with the whales, I've taken them back to see the rescue efforts that we do.
Mm-hmm.
I've taken them to see non-animal shows. And they have gotten like, man, I had no idea that you guys did all this. And
right.
You're listening to other people.
Exactly. Begin with also.
There was a really good thing happened to me this weekend. I put up a picture of me, my dad, and Jack and whatever.
It was a very cool moment.
It was a very, very cool moment for me. So there was a guy who, right when Blackfish came out, was posting every 2 days at least down with SeaWorld, their animals and their blah, 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 and whatever. Any horrible thing they could find, they were posting it. And I finally just confronted him, and I was like, look, dude, like, if you want to have an educated conversation, like, we can do that, like adults. And he knew, and he knows very goddamn good and well that I work at SeaWorld. So he saw that picture, knowing that I work at SeaWorld. He goes, oh, man, that's incredible. You have such a cool job. And I was like, you dumb shit. I was like, really?
Did you forget that, like, my job is at SeaWorld?
Right. Yeah. So I just thought that was kind of funny. And that's the kind of stuff that, those are the kind of people that we just caved into.
Mm-hmm. I did talk to a guest this week that said, I am happy that you guys are doing this, and that's why I came today. What? And I went, you know that you're watching a whale show, right? And these are the animals that you are kind of against in a zoological facility, and now you're here.
She was celebrating that we are.
Yeah, she's like, now I will support you guys, and it's like, well, okay, that doesn't really make sense to me, but we don't need that support. Yeah,
thanks for your money.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for the $80.
It's been a very strange
week. Now go get your shine box. Wouldn't that have been so great if on the commercial they put "We heard you"? Go get your fucking shine box.
It's from Goodfellas.
From Goodfellas. Yeah.
Marina looked very confused.
Yeah,
a little bit. Well, hey, I totally agree with what you said, BJ, about I do have faith that they could change their mind about this someday.
We certainly hope so, too.
If you think about it, we're seeing wild populations of killer whales who are having a 0% calf survival rate. So that could mean that in the next 20 years, there's going to have to be a need for us to have killer whales in a zoological facility in order to save the species. We've already seen this with rhinos, with the northern white rhino. There's only 4 left in a zoological facility. The animal is essentially extinct. And so I do have hope and faith that they'll change their mind. But the way I really struggle with this is I think that this, it's scary to me because I feel like this threatens other zoos and aquariums and other animals from going through the same thing. Like, the people who have fought against killer whales have won, and now they're going to move on to the next animal, and then the next animal. And it's just going to continue to be a fight to the point where we potentially could have a life with no zoos. And I can't picture that. I don't imagine that at all.
I agree. I think that's a bit extreme. I think that, like I said, I think that we just dropped to our knees and we're cowards about it. I think any other zoo, if PETA or whoever wanted to do that to the San Diego Zoo, they would just throw out the biggest middle finger and be like, go F yourself. No, I don't care. March outside. Take up all of Balboa Park. Yeah. I don't give a shit. And I think that they would do that. And now it's fine.
They couldn't get that many people.
There couldn't be. We said nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
We said nothing.
It was horribly handled.
We took the hit.
Yeah.
And I never agree with how SeaWorld handled it 2 years ago.
I don't give a shit what you say. Say whatever you want. Like, this is what we do. Boom. Here's our information. Like it or don't. I really don't care. it's on a much higher corporate level, and that is the problem.
Well, and when I attended the meetings that we had in those couple of days for employees, where our CEO, Joel Manby, actually flew out to California and spoke with employees. I don't know if you got to go to...
I was in a meeting with him prior to. He came to our area to talk to you guys first.
Good. That was the first cancellation when we were supposed to record last week.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. That's
where we were. Yep.
Yeah, and that I was sitting in that meeting like... in heated tears, and I even spoke up and asked him, like, what, this is a slippery slope. Like,
you got to ask a hard question, you know, for a change.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty cool.
I was glad. It was nice to be able to speak up.
Yeah. But, oh, and by the way, there's more than six judges out here.
See, that's weird. I actually, when I talked to Joel, I actually asked him, how does he feel about capital punishment?
Did he say kill them all?
No, he just said,
Yeah. No, but it was nice to hear their explanation. One, that I could see it on their faces that they were distraught in making this decision. Like, I know it wasn't easy for them as a person to decide this on behalf of the entire company. But they also explained that from a legislative standpoint, that that's something that really influenced their decision, because there are ignorant people who are trying to create laws that could make this happen.
Yeah.
And so that's why SeaWorld kind of decided to do this. Which
the laws would be a lot harsher than what we have put on ourselves.
Exactly. Yeah. So that, and the explanation with the finances of making sure that SeaWorld's even still in existence 20 years from now, that kind of helped me find a little bit of peace. But yeah, no, I still don't agree with ending the program.
I was saying earlier, something I've been telling people is that is the only spoonful of sugar that makes this piece of shit go down.
Yes.
This was probably going to happen anyway on some type of government and legislative level, and it would have been a lot worse. Not to say that it can't still. There's still some wackos out there that, you know, want to push this and spend all kinds of money on restraining us even further.
Leave the whales alone.
Guess what? Now it's going to be dolphins.
Oh,
and that's what I said.
Yeah.
It's going to be the
why we already won. Why don't we just
fork the polar bears?
Just keep putting the money in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I feel like we could talk about this and just take this down a dark rabbit hole that we would not be able to climb out of. We all are obviously very
happy. And let's be honest, I can't do another 10 hours of editing.
Well, hey, I feel like I need to explain myself, because earlier you were saying, oh, you told me a story about how you went rogue. And
No. I didn't. No, yeah, you're not rogue.
No, okay. But this is what I did. I work in the sleepover camp programs, and I work with kids. And I had an opportunity to explain to these kids about what's going on. And I had to tell them, like, hey, guys, this is the last generation of whales. And these kids looked up at me and said, so what happens when all these whales die?
Yeah.
It's like, well, that's it. There's no more.
There's going to be a sweet turtle exhibit.
That's good.
Too soon.
Rescue pool.
Too soon. No, but these kids looked at me like on the verge of tears. And so we kind of got into that conversation that really what we just had about extinction. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's so dark, but I was able to talk to these kids about preserving animals. And like, if you make a conscious effort to recycle and stuff, you're doing at least a little bit to help these animals. And that's all that matters.
Yeah. And I have found that for us anyway, it's not social media. It's not getting out on a TV commercial. It is those face-to-face interactions where you can really connect with somebody and really explain to them what's going on. And yeah, if someone goes and picks up a piece of trash at the beach the next day, then you've done your job.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's true.
I have the most perfect example of what you just said. And I wrote it down in my notes, and you just gave me the perfect transition to get into it. You and I have a mutual friend, very little girl.
Yes. We do. She's the cutest thing.
That girl stole the hell out of my heart.
Good.
She is so, so nice. She came up to me, or one of the sound guys for a presentation I did came up to me. He's like, hey, there's a girl. She writes like a blog for SeaWorld.
6-year-old.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's great.
Can you go up and say hi to her? And I'm like, yeah, absolutely. So I went up there and she asked me questions and I answered him and blah blah blah, and I was like, oh, that's a really sweet girl. And then you posted something up about her getting bullied at school, and that just broke the hell out of my heart.
I don't think I saw that.
So this young lady was being bullied at school because she was telling her friends that she wanted to be a scientist, and all of the girls were saying, you can't be a scientist, that's a boy's job. And she was devastated. She came home from school crying. And so the first day that I met her at SeaWorld, we walked all the way around the park meeting all of the women that work at SeaWorld that are veterinarians and animal care specialists and trainers, and showed her that, hey, girls can do anything.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Good for you.
So then I saw that post and I told her, I was like, you know, get in touch with her family, whatever. So she came like within like 2 days, and I gave him like a tour of our area, and she went and got to meet all the animals, and I just like spent probably like 30 minutes with her.
Good.
The sweetest girl I've ever met in my entire life. And like at the end of it, like she came up and just like ran up and like gave me a hug and was like, thank you so much. And it was so nice. Like I wanted to like tell her, like I wanted to be like professional, but I also wanted to sit down and go, listen, you can do anything. Like, don't listen to people.
This is serious.
Like, these boys are stupid.
Yeah. Well, no, like I wanted to be sincere because like I was told before I became like an animal trainer, a lot of people in my life told me I couldn't do it.
Oh, sure. Like, yeah, I heard
you,
it too.
Yeah, you can do it.
What are you doing? Yeah.
Yeah. So it was kind of like, that's where like it really like hit me. And I was like, oh man, this girl, this little girl's incredible. And I love her to death. She's so super sweet.
She does good
really
work.
Really smart for her age.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's like have those moments with a six-year-old that you would never realize, you know, who has like a dream. Mm-hmm. And you know, we all have dreams when we're kids. Who knows if that's going to be her dream when she's 18 or 19 and looking at colleges. But now, like,
I'm 35.
At least
I still have some dreams.
But like now, as a six-year-old, like, you absolutely, and I hope I helped in a small way, is to like give her like hope that like she has friends at this place and like she can do that. And that's what it's all about.
Oh, I'm sure she'll remember you. Yeah. Absolutely.
I think it's cool that you took her back to the lab. And I mean, the lab, I can't think of a male that works in the lab, but that is not a veterinarian.
There's a lot of women
It's mostly
there.
Women. Yeah. And yeah, they are all much smarter than me. Hell of a lot smarter
really
than
fun.
Me.
We actually got to tube feed a sea lion while we were back there.
No way.
I felt like I was following us. She was the celebrity because she brought me back there. And that was the day I got to touch the baby sea otter. Uh-huh. Like I had the best day. And it was all because she had this special treatment. And we were showing her around the park.
Cool.
And that was really awesome. And there were a lot of women that we talked to that day that really inspired her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say hands down in the 5.5 years I've worked there, if I left today, I would still remember her when I was 60.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was a really cool thing.
Very cool.
All right. Now we do, now that we're going to try and...
Let's bring it back. Yeah. Let's get out of the hole.
Did we get too depressing?
Bring it back up a little bit. No. I don't think...
We've talked about some good stuff.
Absolutely.
No. Yeah. So I want to get back to competitions. And I have a few questions. And,
okay.
And I wrote them down, but I was like, you know, we asked you before, like, if you're still... under contract or like still allowed to say certain things. So I was like, there's a couple things I wanted to ask, but I'm sure she'd probably give like a, well, you know, everyone was great and it was just such an awesome experience. So
before you ask her these questions, do you want her to change into her evening wear or are we good?
We'll be right back with Life Moves Pretty Fast.
Back, everybody. Life moves pretty fast. BJ had a question for our guest Marina in her evening wear.
Hello.
All right. No, I gotta. All right.
My voice changes when I have an.
It does. You have
dress
a pageant
on.
Voice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Beautiful dress, by the way.
Thank you.
All right. So you have a talent portion of the competition, right? Mm-hmm. Yours is singing. I listen to you sing. You have an incredibly beautiful voice.
Thank you.
You've done the national anthem several times.
A million times.
I've tried counting at least over 200 times.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That has got to be the worst song to sing by yourself only because you're like, you really
you
can't
mess
this
mess
up.
You cannot mess up the words.
You've got to stick it. If you mess it up, you'll be on SportsCenter.
Yeah.
You'll be on everywhere.
I've never really had a fear of that. Well, it's always in the back of my mind. I had the opportunity to sing for the Lakers last year. They put the words on the screen while you're singing. So then you really can't mess up the words.
Right. Yeah. Well,
if you're anywhere else.
The good news with that, though, is that if you really suck at the national anthem, the Lakers are going to play in 10 minutes and it's not going to get worse than that.
And then they'll all forget about it. Yeah, that's true.
I'm a Laker fan.
It's a lot.
It's been a rough couple seasons. Sorry, we went off on
anyway,
a tangent.
Sorry.
Yeah. No, that's fine. Through all of your competitions, there has to be a couple standouts to where it is just like they go out for their talent and it's like, are you serious?
So when this program began, there was no time limit on talent. A few years back, they had to limit the talents to 90 seconds. Probably because there's some that you couldn't sit through longer than 90
so
seconds.
So someone would just go out and do like a half hour stand-up set?
Oh, well, I mean, no, they would be like 4 or 5 minutes.
Okay.
But
yeah, that's a long time.
I mean, even sitting through 90 seconds of a bad talent is pretty bad. But, I mean,
yeah,
I've seen a lot
I saw Mike's first stand-up set. And that was BJ's, 8 minutes.
Saw BJ's show the other day. It was rough.
Oh man, no. I hate to even again speak bad because I've seen a lot of really wonderful talents. But yeah, there are some girls that come in and you're like, oh honey, what?
You don't have to say any names. What is the worst type of talent? Like does someone go out and play spoons?
Gosh, it depends. I feel like
I would actually vote for
like
that girl.
Play the jug.
Yeah. Like 4 minutes of geniality. I've seen everything. Really, I have from all sorts of the classical instruments, singing, dancing,
juggling.
Juggling. I've seen balloon making like a clown.
Okay.
Making balloon animals.
Yeah, she made a balloon animal on stage. She was a clown. Like it was awesome. She did a fantastic job.
Yeah. That's our current Miss USA, actually.
Well, remember, Miss USA doesn't compete in
Miss,
talent.
Miss America.
Correct.
Yeah.
I've even heard that in the past, I think this was like 10 years ago, some girl changed the oil on a car
in
rhinestoned overalls, and that was her talent. Yeah, but there is a stigma that...
What's she doing later?
Pretty good. Hey, most guys can't even change the oil on a car.
That's true.
As shit can't.
Hey, that's what AAA is for. But anyways, there's a stigma that if you do a monologue, it's because like you're just pulling a talent out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, some girls who do monologues are fantastic. They are stand-up comedians. But the worst talent I feel like I saw, and it wasn't because it was bad, it was just so uncomfortable. This girl did a 90-second monologue that was a direct transcript of a news reporter reporting 9/11 and the planes hitting the Twin Towers.
Stop it.
And there was sound effects of sirens and... like noise in the background. It was the most uncomfortable.
I'm uncomfortable with you telling me about it.
There's like helicopter sound effects. Today, two planes crashed into
And then, but she was so bad too because she was like, oh no, here comes another plane. And you're like, oh God, make it stop. Oh, like, none of us want to relive this.
Yeah. And now, the worst day of everyone's life. Jane? Whatever.
It was so bad. But that's one of those. That's why we have rehearsals before, and that's why I continue to volunteer with this organization, because you can step in and be like, okay, if this isn't a talent that's going to work, let's help you find a better one, because the point of all of this is to help these girls get better and become better women.
Right, right.
So it's unfortunate that those bad talents ever even make it to the stage.
What's one of the more common talents?
Singing and dancing are the most common talents, mm-hmm. So there's all sorts of dancing. Ballet on point is a huge one, tap dancing, lyrical dancing. If you're singing, you could either do musical theater stuff like what I did, or you could do opera.
Is podcasting one of them?
I mean, you could probably do stand-up comedy.
Give
it a shot.
No, I'm not talented at either one of those, so it's okay.
You could just show us your Shamu moves on stage.
No, you don't want to see those either. Yeah. Is there a talent portion in the Miss Scuba Queen?
Could the Sham Slam be a talent?
It's not.
Shamu.
That is not a talent that I'd like to relive over the 90 seconds a day.
It's the step, clap. That like the there's always one person off beat. Yeah,
I can clap like a motherfucker.
Oh, okay.
I'm telling you that right now.
There is talent in Scuba Queen.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So I'll probably end up singing like Part of Your World from The Little Mermaid or something. It seems appropriate, right?
Perfect.
All right. Another question I have for the pageant stuff. But first...
Uh-oh. We'll be right back, everybody. Life moves pretty fast. And we're back! All right. Life moves pretty fast. Here we are. BJ McEvely has another
swimsuit portion of the show.
Very nice swimsuit, right. By the way.
Thank
very
you.
Nice.
I don't know how you can get away with that on television.
I know, right?
If especially you were periscoping this show, you'd be able to see this swimsuit right
if
now.
If you're not periscoping, you are missing out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Was your talent always singing?
Yes. Yeah. I actually sang on the radio when I was 4 years old. And it won my mom a cruise to Alaska. So I've been singing ever since I was little.
It's pretty good.
Now, I didn't get to go. I was so mad. I know.
What?
I was too young. Yeah. I don't know. It's silly.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, singing's always been my talent.
You take singing out. What's your next talent? What do you do?
Well, because I got my college degree in musical theater, I like to think that I can dance. Not very good, but...
Okay.
I don't even know what I would do as my backup talent. Probably a monologue. I could find a good monologue that would be effective.
Something from Austin Powers or...
Austin Powers?
What? There's a lot of monologuing in that.
You need to stop. Yeah.
One of like Fat Bastards moments.
Right. Yes. Classic.
Eating the food. I don't know.
Cinema. That's not a movie. That is film.
It's a vicious cycle.
Yeah, no.
All right. Well, we're just about at time here.
Oh, man.
This was a lot of fun.
I know.
Thank you so much for coming
in.
Hey,
thanks, guys. Yeah, I appreciate it.
But here's the thing. You've never listened to the podcast before, right?
I have not.
All right. So this is perfect. So you have no idea what's coming up next.
I don't know what's going to happen.
All right. Now, but first, before we play in the spotlight, we're going to switch over to the next portion of the competition. We'll be right back on Laugh Moves Pretty Fast.
And we're back, everybody. Life moves pretty fast.
Hey, we got the interview portion of the Life Moves, the LMPF pageant.
Here we go.
Here we go. Marina.
Love the business suit, by the way. Look very professional.
Very professional.
Ready to answer these
very
questions.
Classy. Yeah. All right, so here's the deal. We're going to play a little game, Marina, and the game is called In the Spotlight. We do with every single one of our guests.
All right.
She's heard every question that we could possibly throw at her.
Has she now?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to have to see about that. Here are the rules of In the Spotlight. We're going to turn off every single light in this room.
Oh, my God.
And we're going to put a giant spotlight right on your face.
Yeah.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to rapid fire some questions at you. And you get 3 seconds to answer. There is no skipping. There is no passing. All right, Mikey, you want to get those lights?
Yep. Here we go.
All right. So here we go. Here.
All right, guys.
3 seconds to answer.
All right. Oh, you want to turn...
There is no skipping.
I feel like I'm being interrogated by the... police.
That's much worse.
That's the idea. All right, you get 3 seconds to answer. There is no skipping. There is no passing. You ready?
I'm going to look. Yeah.
Here we go. Would you rather live in Hogwarts or Middle Earth?
Hogwarts.
If you could commit one felony, what would it be?
Oh, lots of shoplifting. All. Okay.
On a scale of
one. Is that
one...
a felony? That's not a felony. Sorry.
Yeah, we'll go Keep with going. It. On a scale of 1 to 10, how bad do you really want world peace?
I really want world peace. Really bad.
1 to 10.
Oh, well, 10. Just as much as I want a California burrito right now.
So
does that help?
Generic. All right. What's the best concert you've ever been to?
Oh, it's between Maroon 5 and Green Day. Those are both really good concerts.
All right. Least favorite holiday?
Gosh, I don't know. They're all awesome. New Year's?
Okay. Would you rather date a guy who smokes or will always do whatever his mother tells him to?
Oh, I'd rather date a guy who... Oh, that's actually a lot harder than I thought. Who listens to his mom.
Okay. If you had to fight one girl in the
Miss... Smoking sucks. That's bad for you.
If you had to fight... Stop it. If you had to fight one girl in the Miss USA pageant, what state do you think you could take?
Miss America. Is that where we're going?
Yes, Miss America.
Oh, Miss America, sorry.
Not USA.
Sorry, okay. Miss America.
If I had to fight one girl in the Miss America pageant, I would take on... Oh, God. I love them all, though. This is hard.
No, we knew you were going to say that. You could take one.
It would probably be Rhode Island because there are the least amount of girls who compete there. I don't know. That sounds bad.
Okay.
But she's my friend. I can't say that.
Nope. You said you could beat her ass. All right. When you look at yourself in a full-length mirror, what is one thing that you always criticize yourself for?
I wish that I was taller.
Okay. What's your favorite attribute?
My eyes.
Okay. You go on a first date with a guy and he tells you that he has a foot fetish. Is that creepy or do you not care?
I don't know. It depends on how weird... he gets.
You just said he has a foot fetish. First date. Do you go on a second date or no?
Well, I like wearing high heels, so whatever.
Is that a yes
sounds
or
like
no?
A second date.
That sounds like a second date. All right, there you go.
It's
Mike,
worse than that.
All right, Mike and I heard that Miss Delaware is a bitch. Any truth to that?
No, Miss Delaware is badass.
All right, and that's time.
Great job. Great job.
Very
for
nice.
The record,
well
we know
done.
Nothing about Miss Delaware.
We know
I
nothing know. About
pull
it.
That one.
All right, we're going to get those
Rhode
lights
Island
real quick.
Too.
Turn these lights back on.
And yeah, you love Rhode Island, but you
I wasn't
could...
even thinking about her specifically. I was just thinking about like, yeah, whatever.
To Miss Rhode Island, Marina's ready
them.
To whoop ass.
Let's set that up. That's pay-per-view that.
Right?
Yeah, that's a talent. There you go. MMA.
Next week,
sorry,
life moves pretty fast. All right, thank you so much for coming in. This was a lot of fun.
This was
great.
Yeah,
thanks, guys.
Yeah, it was
thank
great.
You very much.
Well, I'll see you around at SeaWorld.
Yeah.
We'll be there.
We will be Sounds there.
We'll be good. There as long as we need to be there.
Until we
Until
die.
Joel
die.
Tells us that we're not going to be there anymore.
All right, guys, thank you so much for listening to Life Moves Pretty Fast. I am BJ McGevely.
Mike Bissett.
Marina and Sarah was here in the studio with us today at the Treehouse, and listen to other podcasts on A Modern Profession, like This Week in Zoltan, and all kinds of other stuff. Go to amodernprofession.com, and we will see you all next week on Life Moves Pretty Fast.
Hey, everybody, thanks for listening. For more information on more podcasts and how you can get involved, check out amodernprofession.com, and we'll see you next week.